Let's sing in the White Camp Book, page 35, The Mercies of God. Let's sing that together. I know there are some who are still coming, some of the staff and all, but let's look to the Lord. Believe that He's going to work in our hearts this morning. Page 35 in the White Book. The mercies of God, what a theme for my song. Oh, I never could number them all. They're more than the stars in the heavenly dome, or the winds on the wave-beaten shore. For mercy so great, what return can I make? For mercy so constant and sure, I'll love Him, I'll serve Him with all that I am, as long as my life shall endure. They greet me at morn when I waken from sleep, and they gladden my heart at the noon. They follow me on into shades of the night, when the day with its labor is done. For mercy so great, what return can I make? For mercy so constant and sure, I'll love Him, I'll serve Him with all that I have, as long as my life shall endure. His angels of mercy encompass me round, wheresoever my pathway may lead. Each turn of the road some new token reveals. Oh, for me life is blessed indeed. For mercy so great, what return can I make? For mercy so constant and sure, I'll love Him, I'll serve Him with all that I have, as long as my life shall endure. His goodness and mercy will follow me still, even unto the end of the way. I have His sure promise, and that cannot fail, that His mercy endureth for aye. For mercy so great, what return can I make? For mercy so constant and sure, I'll love Him, I'll serve Him with all that I have, as long as my life shall endure.
Would you play that chorus for us just one more time, Brother Paul, please? For mercy so great, what return can I make? For mercy so constant, so sure, what shall I render unto the Lord? I'll love Him, I'll serve Him with all that I have, as long as my heart shall endure. Oh, Jesus, we sang last night, love so amazing, so divine, demands my life, my soul, my all. Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you. We worship you, Lord, we praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we praise you. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, Lord. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Jesus, 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 we worship you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord, we know that as we open our hearts to you again this morning, as we worship you in the beauty of holiness, we know, Lord, and we expect that your Spirit is descending upon this place and is filling each one of us, filling us anew with yourself, with your power, with your glory, with all that heaven offers to us. We thank you that we are your children, your sons and your daughters. We know that as a good father, you delight to give good things to your children. We pray that once again, as we have gathered, we know, Lord, your blessings are always falling upon us, and you are always filling us with yourself. But as we have gathered together with our brothers and sisters, those of like heart, Lord, we know that you inhabit the praises of your people. And where two or more are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you that you are here. You are just here. You are here just as really as that Shekinah glory that filled the Holy of Holies. Lord, we now are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and we thank you that that glory is ours. We know that you dwell within us, and we pray that that glory will just be revealed. Revealed in our lives, revealed through our lives. And we know, as was promised, that all flesh shall see it together. We pray that this will be a profitable time. We ask that the presence and Spirit of God, the power of God, will work in us to do and to will your good pleasure. Bless us, Lord Jesus, this day. Bless everyone who is on these grounds. We know there are others just now who are worshiping in the cottage, in the village. Lord, may your Spirit descend upon each of those places as well, upon each head. Lord, those even those fiery tongues, Lord, just appear over each head. We believe that the Holy Spirit will descend and work in every heart, as well as our own. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Could we yet sing in the White Book, page 83? 83. This song, every verse mentions our theme for this morning. We're going to be talking about the throne, but perhaps in a slightly different way. So let's sing. From every stormy wind. But watch, you'll see it. It's hard to miss. 83 in the White Book, the Camp Book. Those of you who can hit those high notes, you do a good job on them. Okay.
okay?
Watch the words.
From every stormy wind that blows, from every swelling tide of woes, there is a calm and sure retreat. 'Tis found beneath the mercy seat.
We're going to bring it down a little bit. Thank you, Brother Paul.
There is a place where Jesus sheds the oil of gladness on our heads, a place than all beside more sweet. It is the blood-bought mercy. Land where friend hold fellowship with friend, though sundered far by faith, they meet around the common mercy seat. Then there on soar and sing and sense molest no more, and heaven comes down our souls to greet, while glory crowns the mercy seat.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Jesus, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. I don't know if anyone has a testimony this morning, but now would be a good time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Jesus, thank you.
I would like to thank the Lord for revealing his presence to us on a continual basis here at camp.
Yes.
What a wonderful privilege that is to sit under ministries where the Spirit of God moves among us. And I'm more than ever grateful for that. I inadvertently did an experiment, didn't mean to, but several weeks ago down the village, the Lord moved among us so greatly as the young men sang, recited. It was, I think I have never experienced that as profoundly as I did. And it just so happened that our brother Tom recorded that, a video of that. And as I watched it, it was beautiful, but it wasn't the same. Which is not to say that videos or what we post online, the camp meetings, don't have their place. They certainly do. And we can be blessed when we're afar and have access to those things. I'm not saying that at all. But there's something about the Spirit of God moving among us to be present when God is in our midst. And how thankful I am for that. May we never take that for granted in this place or in your church, perhaps, when you feel the Spirit of God move. Yes. It is His, it is Jesus Himself. It is God Himself in our midst where He reveals Himself to us. Yes. We are emotional beings. We were created to feel, to sense. And oh, how grateful I am that we can experience Jesus Himself, as Brother Jonathan just said. It's Jesus Himself. In our midst, I'm thankful for that this morning.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.